from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hey, it's E-Sparky, 5 for 1250 AM, The Fan, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, being joined now by Odyssey MLB Insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider calls are presented by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop by. And of course, you know Tony Gwynn Jr. as well, of being an analyst for the San Diego Padres, too. And Tony was just in here a few months back. I think it was last summer in the studios here in Milwaukee. So him and I had a chance to chat. I'm looking forward to catching up. Your thoughts, I guess, on what you thought the Brewers were going to be probably this year versus kind of how this has ended up, even though they're coming off a sweep to the Phillies, still sitting in first place in their division.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think everybody's a little bit surprised. I probably not as much, being that I got a couple buddies on that coaching staff that I talk to regularly. I knew back in spring training that if things fell right, you know, they'd have a chance to be pretty good. That division coming in, I think, by most people's accounts, was wide open. And, you know, I guess I'm not that surprised to see the Brewers playing as well as they have been. And a bunch of young guys coming up and really – you know, putting their flag down and taking stake to that spot.
I'm interested to get your thoughts on this, because obviously, you know, you came up in the Brewers farm system and were a part of that whole Fielder and Braun and Hardy and Hart and Weeks group there. And as, you know, eventually people start leaving to free agency because you can't keep them, the Brewers end up having to trade Corbin Burns. More than likely, Willy Adames will probably leave in free agency at the end of this year. How difficult is that when you're a player coming up through the farm system, knowing that if you get to a certain point, you're probably not going to be staying because of market size and what they can afford or not afford to pay?
I think the first is not as big of a deal. I think at that point, you're trying to establish yourself as a big leaguer and as a guy that, you know, will garner that kind of attention if you should reach free agency. I think it's those last 3 years that become a little more difficult, because by that time, you've grown roots in that place, and a lot of times, you know, you enjoy being where you are, especially when you've come up through a system. And I think that's where things get dicey, you know, because you want to stay and you start going through that arbitration process. We know how that can go for guys. It can kind of make things a little bit sour. And so I think as a player, you go in really kind of blind to all of it. But as you start to kind of, you know, grow in the league, you start to kind of understand what's coming. And inevitably, you know, in a marketplace like Milwaukee, a lot of times that leads to you having to go to a different spot.
What do you think about your guy, Ricky Weeks, being a coach now on this Brewers bench with aspirations, I think, of being a manager at some point? Did you see that coming when you played with him?
I didn't. I didn't see it coming. I told him even this offseason. I was like, you know, last we spoke, you know, you wanted to kind of be in the front office. And, you know, for him to have the, you know, the associate manager or bench coach, however you want to really phrase
right.
it, I just think that he's come a long way in terms of how he's had to form himself from being the player on the field to being a guy who was in the front office to now being on the coaching side. I think all of those things have played into his success of being a really good coach and, you know, a guy who's going to have a chance to manage at some point in this league. He's has a ball of information. He loves to be on the field teaching. That's a passion of his. And, you know, as a former teammate and as a good friend is, I couldn't be more proud of the work he's been able to put into this point.
Talking with Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider calls are brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call, click Grainger.com or just stop by. What do you think about the increase in stolen bases? This Brewers team is one of the more aggressive teams in baseball at this point, and they got a lineup that allows them to run as much as they do. And I think to a certain degree, this is kind of what baseball wanted by the rule changes that they've made. They wanted more excitement on the base paths, and I think for the most part, they're starting to see it.
It starts with personnel. You got to have the personnel to be able to pull it off, regardless of what the rules are. If you don't have guys that can run or, you know, have good technique in terms of stealing bases, it's not going to work. I think second, you got the Milwaukee has a terrific guy in Quentin Berry who is in charge of the run game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For that team, and he's a guy who stole a bunch of bases, a bunch of important bases when it matters. So, you know, having that kind of tutelage, you know, for the young guys to go along with the speed and athleticism that they have, it's a good combo. And then ultimately, guys being willing to do it, guys being willing to go out, make some mistakes as they're learning, and then kind of turning it into what you see now is a very efficient base running team for the Brewers.
Let's talk about the Brewers pitching, if you don't mind here, because they consistently now have done this for, I don't know, I guess since David Stearns was here as general manager, they created this pitching lab or whatever you want to call it down in Arizona. And they're simply just picking random guys from across baseball. Bryce Wilson, they got for cash last year from the Pittsburgh Pirates. He went from a reliever to being a pretty effective starter for him right now. Colin Ray is a journeyman that they've turned into an effective pitcher for him. And they're doing it consistently over the course of time. For so long, it was, well, the Cardinals' way. They take whoever and make success stories out of them. I feel like that's what's happening with the Brewers right now, and pitchers wanting to pitch here because they're turning their careers around, it feels like.
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing that really in a bunch of different places across the league. And I think there's been so much advancement in the technology as it pertains to pitching. It's become a much more predictable science, if you will, right? I think with the exception of the injury part that nobody seems to be able to figure out, you know, now you can add a couple miles per hour to a guy. And in this league, that can mean a huge deal in terms of turning a guy around. And there's a few teams. The Padres are one of them. They seem to get guys. Pitchers come here. They have success. Cleveland's another place that seemingly is turning out pitching all the time. Milwaukee has now become one of those places as well. And it certainly makes it a lot easier when you know that you can get a guy that has talent, that may not have lived up to it, and which your system that you have, you can turn them into something that could help a major league team. And so, I mean, if you have that piece, I mean, now it's just really focusing on the offense and making sure those pieces fit together in order to keep having success. We know in this league, if you have pitching, you got a leg up on everybody.
I have Tim Dillard on every Tuesday. Tuesdays with Tim Dillard, Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Right, and we were talking about Robert Gasser, who's getting a second opinion on his arm at this point. But the sweeper pitch that he throws, and Tim was saying that he was reading that one doctor thought that this sweeper pitch might be leading to more injuries. What do you think of the pitch and its effectiveness right now in the game of baseball?
You know, Major League Baseball is funny because when there's a trend going, you seemingly see everybody jump on it if there's some success to it. But you think as the data starts being collected, you know, you start to get a little bit different pitcher. I can't speak to the injury part, but certainly the effectiveness of the pitcher of the pitch. This conversation I've had a couple times this year. I think with the sweeper in general, because of how flat that pitch is, generally speaking, compared to your normal slider, the command of it has to be perfect. It has to be on point. I don't say it has to be perfect, but it has to be on point. Because if it's not, it's a very hittable pitch once you've seen it a few times. I think the initial success of it was because it was really a spin that guys hadn't been able to put in their database. But as we've seen this pitch kind of takes spread over across the league, we see that if you can't command it, it can get you in a lot of trouble. It leads to a lot of home runs. The ball stays in the air. And, you know, with the swing pass of a lot of guys, it really works to their favor when it's not located. And so I think you're starting to see an adjustment from pitchers. You know, still seeing the sweeper, but you're starting to see more guys go back to the slider because I think it's probably a little bit easier to command than the sweeper.
Talking with Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM. The Fancy Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Let me ask you about this division in general. As far as we talked about the Brewers, how much of a threat do you see from the Cubs and Cardinals for this division the rest of the way out?
I mean, I see a threat in the Cubs. I think you know, their offense has kind of cooled a little bit, but I think as this season gets going, as it starts to heat up, as it's starting to do now, I think that offense will start picking it up. They've gotten some pretty good pitching this year. I don't know that was expected. In terms of the Cardinals, it's really for that team. And he's a guy who stole a bunch of bases, a bunch of important bases when it matters. So, you know, having that kind of tutelage, you know, for the young guys to go along with the speed and athleticism that they have, it's a good combo. And then ultimately, guys being willing to do it, guys being willing to go out, make some mistakes as they're learning, and then kind of turning it into what you see now is a very efficient base-running team for the Brewers.
Let's talk about the Brewers pitching, if you don't mind here, because they consistently now have done this for, I don't know. I guess since David Stearns was here as general manager, they created this pitching lab or whatever you want to call it down in Arizona. And they're simply just picking random guys from across baseball. Bryce Wilson, they got for cash last year from the Pittsburgh Pirates. He went from a reliever to being a pretty effective starter for them right now. Colin Ray is a journeyman that they've turned into an effective pitcher for them. And they're doing it consistently over the course of time. For so long, it was, well, the Cardinals' way. They take whoever and make success stories out of them. I feel like that's what's happening with the Brewers right now. And pitchers wanting to pitch here because they're turning their careers around, it feels like.
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing that really in a bunch of different places across the league. And I think there's been so much advancement in the technology as it pertains to pitching. It's become a much more predictable science, if you will, right? I think with the exception of the injury part that nobody seems to be able to figure out, you know, now you can add a couple miles per hour to a guy. And in this league, that can mean a huge deal in terms of turning a guy around. And there's a few teams. The Padres are one of them. They seem to get guys. Pitchers come here. They have success. Cleveland's another place that seemingly is turning out pitching all the time. Milwaukee has now become one of those places as well. And it certainly makes it a lot easier when you know that you can get a guy that has talent, that may not have lived up to it, and which your system that you have, you can turn them into something that could help a major league team. And so, I mean, if you have that piece, I mean, now it's just really focusing on the offense and making sure those pieces fit together in order to keep having success. We know in this league, if you have pitching, you got a leg up on everybody.
I have Tim Dillard on every Tuesday, Tuesdays with Tim Dillard, Bally Sports, Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Right, and we were talking about Robert Gasser, who's getting a second opinion on his arm at this point. But the sweeper pitch that he throws, and Tim was saying that he was reading that one doctor thought that this sweeper pitch might be leading to more injuries. What do you think of the pitch and its effectiveness right now in the game of baseball?
You know, Major League Baseball is funny because when there's a trend going, you seemingly see everybody jump on it if there's some success to it. But you think as the data starts being collected, you know, you start to get a little bit different pitcher. I can't speak to the injury part, but certainly the effectiveness of the pitcher of the pitch. This conversation I've had a couple times this year. I think with the sweeper in general, because because of how flat that pitch is, generally speaking, compared to your normal slider. The command of it has to be perfect. It has to be on point. I don't say it has to be perfect, but it has to be on point. Because if it's not, it's a very hittable pitch once you've seen it a few times. I think the initial success of it was because it was really a spin that guys hadn't been able to put in their database. But as we've seen this pitch kind of spread over across the league, we see that if you can't command it, it can get you in a lot of trouble. It leads to a lot of home runs. The ball stays in the air. And, you know, with the swing pass of a lot of guys, it really works to their favor when it's not located. And so I think you're starting to see an adjustment from pitchers. You know, still seeing the sweeper, but you're starting to see more guys go back to the slider because I think it's probably a little bit easier to command than the sweeper.
Talking with Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM. The Fancy Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Let me ask you about this division in general. As far as we talked about the Brewers, how much of a threat do you see from the Cubs and Cardinals for this division the rest of the way out?
I mean, I see a threat in the Cubs. I think you know, their offense has kind of cooled a little bit, but I think as this season gets going, as it starts to heat up, as it's starting to do now, I think that offense will start picking it up. They've gotten some pretty good pitching this year. I don't know that was expected. In terms of the Cardinals, it's really tough to make out. You know, I think that ball club is still, you know, a few pieces, more than a few pieces away at this point. I know they've played a little bit better here as of late, but I think at this point they're going to have to prove it. They're going to have to prove that they are going to be there for the long haul. I think the Brewers, you know, have consistently proven that. I think the Cubs have kind of moved themselves into that over the last few years. But I personally think it's Brewers, Cubs, and then everybody else.
He is Tony Gwynn Jr. He is our Odyssey MLB insider. Thanks so much for coming on, man, and hopefully we can do this again before the end of the season.
Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Tony Gwynn Jr. Joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. And don't forget, every time Tony Gwynn Jr. comes on, he's brought to you by Grainger.com with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.